We now bring you a story of possible election fraud in North Carolina. The setting, the city of Lumberton, south of Fayetteville. The scheme, allegedly buying votes. The currency, well, investigators aren't saying, but it may have something to do with breakfast. WFAE's Tom Bullock has the story.
Yes, we know this sounds like the setup to a joke, but the allegations are real and serious enough. The State Board of Investigation and the FBI are each looking into the matter. This all has to do with a seat on the Lumberton City Council. Incumbent Leon Maynor held on to that seat in November's election. He defeated challenger Laura Sampson by a single vote. Sampson, who has twice tried to oust Maynor, filed a complaint with the State Board of Elections alleging some kind of shenanigans. We don't know exactly what, since the allegations have yet to be made public. Maynor countered by filing his own allegations of tomfoolery done by Sampson. And that is where breakfast may come into play. Besides being home to Maynor and Sampson, Lumberton is home to two Huddle House restaurants. Back in 2007, when these two foes were again fighting for the same seat, Maynor, the incumbent, accused Sampson, the challenger, of bartering $5 coupons to Huddle House in exchange for votes. A two-year investigation ensued. No charges were filed. Sampson has been quoted by the News and Observer of saying this current dust-up is almost identical. The current allegations are not yet public because the State Board of Elections has referred the case to state and federal investigators. But the board did find that something was so amiss in the Lumberton election that it has ordered a new election be held. The do-over race will take place on March 15th. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.